Spillwords.com presents Three Wishes, written by author B.A. Rose. At Thorboroughs, Mackenzie Peterson was having a rough day. Her boyfriend of 3 years had broken up with her. He decided he wanted to be single again and wasn't ready to commit to their relationship. Her boss got upset at work because she made a mistake and almost blew an important account. Then when she got home, her bathroom had flooded due to cold pipes. It was December and Christmas was near, but she wanted no part. Her parents asked her to come home for the holiday, but she declined, using work as an excuse. Walking down the street feeling sorry for herself, she heard a voice asking if she was all right. Turning, she saw a street Santa and he smiled, his eyes twinkling. "Excuse me, miss, but you look like you lost your best friend. It's the happiest time of the year and magic is in the air." Not wanting to be rude, Mackenzie went into her purse to put money in the little bucket he had. "I'm fine, just not feeling the Christmas spirit. Have a good evening, Santa." About to leave, she heard him say, "Mackenzie, believe in the magic of the season. You had three upsetting things happen, so you get three wishes to fix it. Use them wisely. Merry Christmas." Turning back, nobody was there. How did he know her name? Blinking her eyes, she looked again. "Nope, no Santa. Great, that was my last $20. Bah humbug." That night, she lay awake, thinking about how awful this month was for her. "I'm going to stay in bed the entire week I'm off and eat junk food." Pulling the covers up to her chin, she closed her eyes and fell asleep. She dreamed of the Santa on the corner and his voice rang in her ears. "Remember, Mackenzie, you have three wishes until the day after Christmas. Make them wisely." Sun shone through the window as she woke up. Groaning, the dream, and Santa's words rang in her ears. "Three wishes, huh? Maybe should I do it? What could it hurt?" At work, she mumbled good morning to her colleagues and walked into her cubicle. A head popped up. It was Jim and he wore a Santa hat. "Hey Mac, you look like you hardly slept. What's wrong?" "I got you a peppermint hot chocolate, extra whipped cream." She smiled. Jim and she had started working here at the same time and were friends. He had asked her out once, but she was with her ex at the time. Smelling the chocolate and peppermint, she thanked him. "Just what I needed. Been a rough 2 weeks. Is Mr. Benson in?" Smiling, he nodded, the bell on the Santa hat jingling. "Yep, but I think you're off the hook today. He's in a good mood. So, are you going home for the holidays?" Sitting down, she took a sip of the delicious beverage. "Nope, I'm going to stay home, relax, and binge on junk food." "What about you?" Jim had a large family and he always showed her photos. "Well, mom and dad expect it, so probably. It's been 6 months since I've seen everyone. I love this time of year. You shouldn't be alone. Go see your parents." Rolling her eyes, she shook her head no. "My mom will ask a zillion questions and I'm not really in the mood for an interrogation. You have fun and take pictures to show me when you return. I'm going to spend Christmas alone." James looked at her. He had liked her for 4 years, but she was dating a jerk. Sighing, he handed her a candy cane. "Okay, I better get back to work." Later, Mac. He was the only person who called her that. "Later, and thanks for the hot chocolate." By 11, Mackenzie was feeling sleepy. She was thinking about the three wishes. Was it silly to take the advice of a Santa who disappeared? Maybe she had imagined it all. "Then it won't hurt if I do." A colleague passed by smiling and she nodded, hoping she hadn't heard her talking to herself. "Tonight. I'll try it tonight. ". Mackenzie sat on the sofa thinking about what to wish for. The first thing that came to mind was her ex, Chris. He had been so amazing when they first started dating. Attentive, fun, affectionate, and was the first to say he loved her. A tear slid down her cheek. Wiping it away, she closed her eyes and spoke out loud. "I wish that Chris and I were still together and happy." Getting up, she figured it was enough to make one wish for now. Going to bed, she sighed. "I'm a fool to believe." Closing her eyes, she fell asleep. A knock on her door had her sit up in bed. Looking at her cell, it was only 8 a.m. Who in the world was at her door? Putting on a robe, she quickly went to see through the peephole. Chris was standing there, a smile on his face. "Open up, babe. I brought breakfast." In shock, she looked into the peephole again to make sure. Chris, her Chris, was standing there, looking handsome and perfect. Opening the door, he smiled, kissing her cheek as he walked inside. Placing the bags on the counter, he smiled at her. "I thought we'd get a real tree to decorate together. Sorry, I couldn't stay over last night. Had to do some work from home and you would have been a sweet distraction. She was staring as if she'd seen a ghost and he walked over, taking her hands. Mackenzie, are you all right? Did you have a bad dream? He held her in his arms, and she thought to herself, it worked. My wish came true. Hugging him, she laughed, happy he was back. I love you. Chuckling, he moved back, his hands on her face. I love you too. Come on, eat before it gets cold, then get dressed. Mackenzie smiled and they sat down to eat. Feeling excited, she still had two more wishes to make. *** At the tree lot, they were checking out a balsam fir when she saw a blue spruce. It was so pretty, and the smell was amazing. Chris, look at this. I think it's the one. Walking over, he looked at the tree, making a face. No, my family always has a balsam fir. It's tradition. Let's go with that one over there. Mackenzie looked at him. He hadn't even given it a chance. Not wanting to make waves, she gave in. That night, they decorated the tree, singing Christmas songs and laughing. It had been a long time since they had been so carefree. Sipping wine, Chris took her hand. My mom wants us to come for Christmas Eve. I know you go to your parents, but I think you'll have fun with my family. Besides, mom loves you. Mackenzie was looking forward to going to her parents. On Christmas Eve, they watched holiday movies, made cookies, and played games. Seeing him watch her, she nodded. Sounds like fun. I'll make cookies to bring them. No need. Mom bakes the most amazing cookies. You only have to bring yourself. Who knows, there might be something special under your tree this year. He smiled, and Mackenzie smiled back. Was he always this controlling? *** Monday morning she was at work when Mr. Benson walked over to her. Good morning, Mackenzie. I'm glad you were able to fix the mistake. I spoke to our clients and thankfully, they understood. I was hoping to promote you this year, but I think you need more time to learn and grow. Telling herself she wouldn't argue or cry, she put on a smile. Thank you, sir, and I understand. I'll do my best to show you that I can be in charge. Mr. Benson nodded and walked off, leaving her feeling defeated. I'm going to make another wish. Closing her eyes, she whispered, I wish that my boss would see I'm right for the new position and promote me. Smiling, she went back to work. James walked up to her. You all right, Mac? I saw Mr. Benson talking to you as I went to get coffee. She nodded. I'm fine. He was glad the error was fixed. I have news. Sitting down in his cubicle, he looked over. Oh yeah? Something good? Smiling, she said, I'm going to Chris's parents for Christmas. We spent the weekend decorating a tree at my place. A balsam fir. James sat back. You like the blue spruce? That's what you told me. What about your parents? Giving him a look, she said, I changed my mind. The balsam fir is a tradition and I'll see my parents on Christmas Day. Sometimes you have to compromise. True, but if you're making all the compromises, it's not equal. She knew that was true, but she wasn't letting Chris break up with her again. He compromises. I'm happy, Jim. I need to get back to work. Talk later. Nodding, he sat down thinking. If she wanted to be happy and be herself, then he was the man for her. Not Chris. *** As she was leaving work, Mackenzie heard Mr. Benson call her name. Passing his office, he waved her in. I wanted to discuss something. Sit, please. All she thought was that he was going to fire her. Taking a seat, she waited. I want to say that I understand how much pressure you're under at work, and I admire that you told me you made the error last week. With that said, I've decided to promote you to manager. Of course, you'll be trained a bit, but you get your own office and a pay raise. Congratulations, Mackenzie. She sat there shocked. Her second wish came true, and quickly. Thank you, Mr. Benson. I promise to show you I can do the job. I'm so excited to start. He smiled, sitting back. About that, I'll need you to work weekends and on Christmas. You see, there is seniority here, and you being newly promoted, well, you understand. Inside, she was upset. This meant she had to cancel Christmas with her parents and Chris. Weekends were ruined too. I understand. Mr. Benson smiled. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a nice evening. She got up and walked out. She wanted this position for 2 years, but now it was going to take all of her time. Jim was at the elevator. I saw you in Benson's office. Looking at him, she walked in, pressing the ground floor. Yes, he offered me the manager position. Jim smiled, going to hug her, but backed off. That's wonderful. You've wanted this for a while. Wow, I'll miss you sitting in the next cubicle, but this is great news. We should celebrate. She wasn't seeing Chris tonight, so she accepted. As they walked, she told him about the conditions. I shouldn't be so petty, but I already had plans for Christmas. Now it's all ruined. I have to work weekends too, just until I'm fully trained. Jim looked at her and smiled. You get your own office and more pay. Sometimes you have to pay your dues. I'm sure your parents and boyfriend will understand. Come on, let's get a drink and have some appetizers. My treat. Mackenzie found herself having a lot of fun with Jim. They took a booth and he asked what she wanted to eat. As they drank and ate, he told her about the itinerary his mom had every Christmas. They were busy with activities most of the day and there was a big breakfast on Christmas morning. His brothers and father would go into the woods to cut down a tree, and they would decorate it on Christmas Eve. It usually snowed, so they would take the nieces and nephews, sledding, and have a who made the best snowman contest. The winner always got a prize. It sounded wonderful to Mackenzie. I had to ask, how is it you don't have a girlfriend? You're interesting, fun, smart, and cute. He smiled, and she noticed a dimple on his cheek. I did. I was engaged actually, but it didn't work out. I'm waiting for the right person. He stared at her, his warm brown eyes twinkling. She looked down. I'm sure you'll find her. She's going to be one lucky girl. You're that girl, Mackenzie. If only you would see that. Thanks, Mac. Let's order some peppermint hot chocolate with extra whipped cream. It was her favorite and she smiled as he waved to the server. They laughed walking back to their cars. Jim had such a good time, he didn't want it to end. Well, I better let you get home. It's late. I enjoyed tonight. Congrats on the promotion, Mac. I know you'll be a great manager. Get home safe. Mackenzie hugged him and got in her car. She hadn't had this much fun in a long time. Walking into her apartment, she reached for her cell, noticing three missed calls. Looking at them, she saw it was from Chris. She had forgotten he was going to call so they could talk. Calling him back, she heard his voice. Where the hell have you been, Mackenzie? I almost went to your job. I called three times. Why didn't you pick up? She didn't like his tone and her first instinct was to yell at him, but she stayed calm. I just walked in. I'm sorry I missed your call. I got a promotion to manager and was out celebrating with a friend. Hearing him take a deep breath, she waited. That's great, but I was worried. Was it the position you've wanted? Yes, and I had to talk to you about it. I need to work Christmas Eve and day. I'm the newbie, so have to pay my dues. There was silence and she wondered if he hung up. Chris, are you there? Hello? I'm here. It's great that you want to move up in your job, but it's Christmas. I don't want any wife of mine working on a holiday. Especially when we have kids. I think you should consider working from home when we get married. My parents were looking forward to seeing you. He was making her feel bad about something good. When did he become so demanding? They had never talked about marriage or how things would work if they had kids, so hearing him tell her she needed to be a stay-at-home mom was a shock. Well, I think we're not at that point to worry, so let's stay calm. My parents will be upset that I won't be joining them too, but they'll understand. She heard him huff and wondered if she had made a mistake wishing him back into her life. I guess you're right. We aren't married, not even engaged. Once we are, things will need to be different. I want to be the breadwinner and want the same life my parents have. You can keep your job, but if we have children, I do expect you to be their mother full-time. You can take time off and go back when they're older. I think that's fair. Not believing what she was hearing, she stared at the phone in silence. Was she living in the 50s or modern times? Why hadn't she realized how chauvinistic he was? He was giving her permission to keep her job until if and when they had kids. She knew his parents and his mom wasn't always smiling. His dad said some snide things to her, not realizing Mackenzie had heard, and then backed it up with a smile. That wasn't what she wanted in a relationship. She thought Chris was different. It's late, and I need to get some sleep. We'll talk more tomorrow. Night. Chris mumbled something, but she clicked off and sat there upset. What have I done? *. The next day at work, Mackenzie was stressed. The minute she walked in, Mr. Benson started her training. She was given 5 hours of tutorials and had to pass tests to get through to the next level. James saw her face and knew she wasn't happy. Is there anything I can do? How about I get you lunch? You haven't eaten since morning. Typing on her computer, she nodded. No, I'm fine. We'll order something. Thanks. He didn't like how tense she looked. This wasn't the Mac he knew. Well, if you need something, let me know. Nodding again, she didn't even look up. It was after 5 when she finally finished. Taking her purse, she was about to leave when Mr. Benson walked up to her. You did well with the training. So well that I have a project for you. It will require you to stay late tonight. I'll provide dinner. Are you able to stay? She wanted to say no, that she had to go home as Chris was coming over, but it was her job and she needed to prove herself. No, it's fine. I just have to make a call. Nodding, he told her to come to his office when she was done and he would fill her in. Sitting at her desk, she called Chris, hearing him pick up. Hey babe, when will you be home? I got Italian, your favorite. Wanted to make up for being so angry yesterday. She sat back and sighed. Damn it, he was apologizing and she had to tell him she wasn't coming home until later. I know you were just worried. I do love my baked ziti. Can we do this tomorrow? My boss started training today and I did so well that he's giving me a project. Won't be home until later. Are you wait for me at my place? You have a key. This is ridiculous. I know you wanted this promotion, but he's working you like a dog on your first day of training. Stand up to him, Mackenzie, and tell him you have plans with your future husband. See, this is what I was talking about. These late nights. It's unacceptable. Speechless and hungry, she felt her anger rising. Who did he think he was? I have no choice. I'm sorry you're so upset and can't be happy for me, but I have to stay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night. She closed her cell and leaned back, forcing herself not to cry. Between Chris and the pressure of this new position, she felt like she was going to have a meltdown. She gave herself a pep talk. It's okay, Mackenzie. Just get through this day and you'll think about how to deal with everything later. Taking a deep breath, she dabbed at her eyes and got up to go to Mr. Benson's office. By the time she got home, it was almost 10 p.m. She had eaten a little dinner but was so busy, she didn't finish. Her body felt bone tired. Walking to her door, she saw a figure there. Maybe Chris had realized how unreasonable he was and came to make up with her. When she got closer, she saw it was James. What are you doing here? The minute he saw her, he was glad he came. She looked tired, and her expression was one of exhaustion and something else. Sadness? I wanted to make sure you were all right. I know Mr. Benson is a tough boss, but to have you work until now. Did you eat? I brought you some food. I made too much and thought you might like it. I also got you a large chocolate chip cookie as I know it's your go-to when stressed. Mackenzie looked up at him. It was the nicest thing anyone had ever done for her. Even Chris had never done anything so sweet. He rarely did anything to show she mattered to him or prove he would care for her just as she would him. Giving a little smile, she opened her door. Come inside. Walking in, he looked around. She had changed things. He had only been there a few times, but it looked different, more grown up. He liked it. Placing the container and cookie on the counter, he saw her take her shoes off and sit on the sofa. Do you want me to warm the food up for you or will you start with dessert? Smiling knowingly, he took his jacket off and walked over, handing her the cookie. Biting into it, she moaned as the chocolatey goodness melted on her tongue. This is so what I needed. Thank you, Jim. You didn't have to do this. I'm sure you have things to do with packing to see your family. He grinned, and his eyes twinkled. I'll have time to pack. Besides, what's a friend for? Let me get you some milk. She smiled, watching him open the refrigerator and then search for a glass. He's so nice and sweet and handsome. Why didn't I see this before? Handing her the glass, he sat back down. Okay, now tell me everything. Breaking off a piece of the cookie, she handed it to him. Are you sure? Nodding, he bit into it and sat back. This is just what she needed. Someone to listen. *. That night, Mackenzie had the sweetest dream. James and she were walking hand in hand with a little girl. Looking up, she saw his eyes staring back at her. It was their child. Jumping up, she was disoriented for a moment. Looking around, she was still on her sofa, a blanket covering her. Where was Jim? Getting up, still groggy from the dream, she saw a note. Mac, you looked so peaceful, so I covered you. Locked your door with the automatic lock. I put the food in the fridge. Rest up today. I'll see you later, James. Mr. Benson had told her to come in a bit later, so she sat back, the blanket around her. Thinking about last night, she realized something. All this time, the right guy was right before her eyes. It was Jim, not Chris. She knew what she had to do. Getting up, she went to shower and get dressed. Santa was on his corner when he saw Mackenzie walking down the street. Well, hello again. Did you get everything you wanted? His eyes twinkled and she shook her head. I thought it was what I wanted, but I was wrong. It's not what I want at all. Tears fell down her cheeks. "Ah, Mackenzie, don't cry. You were given a gift. To see what things would be like if you got what you wanted. Now you know why sometimes things don't work out." Wiping her face, she took a deep breath. "Maybe, but now I don't know what to do. Plus there's Jim." Santa patted her hand gently. "The young man who likes you. He's a good one. I gave you 3 wishes, did you use them all?" Looking at him, she saw his eyes glow. "No, but I used 2, and with 1 left I'll have to choose which one to delete. I don't want either of them anymore." Lifting her chin, he smiled warmly. "You won't have to if you know what to ask. Go home, have a cup of peppermint hot chocolate, and think. The answer will come to you." Her eyes wide, she nodded. "I'll try. Do you think it will work? Chris isn't who I thought he was. Mr. Benson was right. I do need to learn more before I become a manager. If you sit with it, the answer will come. Remember, listen to your heart. It will never betray you. Merry Christmas, Mackenzie." Walking off, she wanted to ask something else. Turning around, she saw the corner was empty. After calling in sick, she sat on her sofa with an extra-large peppermint hot chocolate. Closing her eyes, she concentrated. Chris had been calling all afternoon, but she ignored him. Jim left a few messages and they were sweet. He figured she was tired and took a day off, so he said to call when she was up to it. He was leaving tomorrow to visit his family. If he didn't hear from her, he'd see her when he got back. Her boss texted to feel better and be ready to work tomorrow, as there was a lot to do. "I need to calm my mind and the answer will come. Think, Mackenzie, you wished twice, so think on how to reverse it." After an hour of concentrating, she was getting frustrated. Taking out the container of food that Jim brought, she opened it to see baked ziti. It smelled delicious. Heating it, she sat with the bowl, eating. "He's a good cook. It's better than any I had from takeout." As she ate, she thought of how long they knew each other. In all that time, he had been so wonderful to her. Even when she didn't deserve it. She thought of the dream she had. They were parents to a little girl and looked so happy. Taking a forkful of the ziti, she sighed. "I wish I could go back to how things were before I made those 2 wishes." There was a flash, and she almost jumped out of her chair. Looking down, she saw the container was gone. Her eyes wide, she looked at her cell phone. There were no calls or texts. "Did I do it? Are the wishes reversed?" Deciding to test it out, she called Chris. It had been a few weeks since they broke up, but she had to know. "Mackenzie? This is a surprise. Look, I'm sort of in the middle of something." She heard a female laugh and knew exactly what he had going on. The funny part was that it didn't even bother her. "Oh, sorry, I must have dialed you in error. Have a good life and Merry Christmas." Did it work with Mr. Benson? Going to her folders that held all the training information and her new project, she saw it was all blank. Just sheets of white paper. It worked. Oh my God, it worked. Santa was right. I just had to calm myself to make the right wish. She danced around the room, laughing until she thought of Jim. He was leaving tomorrow. Realizing she had feelings for him, Mackenzie needed to see him before he left. *. James was making chili when his cell buzzed. Seeing it was Mackenzie, he smiled. "Hey Mac, I was just thinking about you. I made my famous chili and thought you'd like to join me." "What, you're downstairs? Sure, I'll ring you in." He tried not to have false hope, but he felt very happy. Mackenzie walked in to see him smiling at her. She liked his place. It was masculine but cozy. Taking her jacket off, she smelled the food. "The chili smells wonderful. I bet you make a mean baked ziti." Chuckling, he nodded. "I do. How would you know that?" Smiling, she walked up to him. "I've been a fool. I never saw what was right in front of me. I thought it was Chris that I wanted, but he wasn't the right one." "You are. That's if it's not too late." James took her hands, his heart pounding. "Too late? It's all I've wanted since the day we met. To be honest, I was glad when you told me that Chris broke up with you. I never saw him as the caring type. You always compromise too much, and a relationship should be balanced." "Are you sure, Mackenzie? I'm not a fly-by-night person. If we do this and start dating, I'm looking into the future." Hearing him say her full name, she knew he was being honest. "Do you expect me to quit my job to be a stay-at-home mom and only do your family's traditions?" Laughing, he pulled her into his arms, his eyes twinkling. "No, I like that you want to advance at work and make something of yourself. As for my family and traditions, you don't have to follow any of them unless you want to. I just want you, exactly as you are. No strings attached." Placing her arms around his neck and playing with his hair, she smiled. I was wishing for things that weren't for me, and all along my wish came true. I met you. His lips found hers and they stayed that way until moving back. He looked at her. What wishes? Laughing, she kissed his lips gently. Doesn't matter now. Besides, Santa told me everything would work out, and it did. Merry Christmas, Jim. His eyes wide, he smiled. Merry Christmas, Mac. He kissed her again, and Mackenzie thanked Santa for giving her the gift of true love. Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, author B.A. Rose B.A. Rose loves anything paranormal. As a young child, while other children read sweet fairy tales, she was reading stories about ghosts, magic, and things that go bump in the night. Her first library card led to a love of reading, as every story brought her to a new place. It's where her vivid imagination was released. As she got older, she added romance to her list. This led her to start writing paranormal romance stories. She's the published author of the Daisy Sinclair trilogy, and the Silver Crescent Wolf series, and the Drake Dragon series. She publishes short stories in the New Authors Journal, Winter, Spring, and Summer editions, and on Spillwords.com. B.A. believes that imagination can take you anywhere, and one should never lose their childlike exuberance for life and the unknown. She certainly hasn't. When she isn't writing, which is rare, her interests include music, cooking, reading, and playing with her mischievous but lovable cats, Daisy and Theo. Latest posts by author B.A. Rose. See all. Three Wishes. December 19, 2024. A Little Witchy. A Little Twitchy. October 27, 2024. New Moon Rising. August 9, 2024.